Right now in the studio, we have got Lisa and Morgan. Good morning, ladies. How are you both doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. This is, for people that did not know, this is National Recovery Month, right?
It is.
Yes. So I'll start. I'll let you introduce yourselves and tell people what you guys do at Rimrock.
So I'm Morgan. I'm a peer support specialist, just an addict in recovery, helping other addicts.
Don't say just an addict in recovery. That's so much more. Morgan and Lisa, what about you?
I'm also a peer support specialist at Rimrock.
Very nice. And so the peer support specialist essentially is somebody who understands the struggle, knows what they've been through, and can help guide them through all of this?
Yeah, exactly that. Yep. Sometimes we have a different understanding than a counselor. If you've been through it, you've kind of been there, you know what it's like.
Absolutely. And September is National Recovery Month, so let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, obviously, I'm guessing recovery is kind of the goal when somebody gets into treatment, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's where we're headed. So tell us a little bit about this month.
So Recovery Month is really all about educating people about substance abuse and co-occurring disorders and the effectiveness of treatment and what's available out there for people who are in need of those services.
Wonderful. And luckily, I think Rimrock is like a clearinghouse for all of that. You got everything we need there.
Yes, we do.
We try.
Absolutely. And so what are some of the options out there available? I mean, you mentioned like some of the, you know, treatment options for people out there that are struggling. What do we have? You know, a lot of options these days, right?
We do. We offer everything from beginning all the way through. So we have inpatient and outpatient services. We have telehealth services available now through Rimrock Connect. We are able to provide services to people in rural communities and right there in their homes if they have a phone or access to the internet. So anything from beginning to the end and beyond.
I love it. And speaking of all of your services, taking a side note here, how excited are you guys for the new facility?
Oh, we can't wait.
Isn't that going to be incredible? Yes. I know we got a little bit of time to wait, but when that's all finished up.
We want a parking lot.
Yes. You get a parking lot.
Yes.
It's going to look beautiful. I can't wait. And I think Rimrock's done so much in the community. You deserve it.
And it expands services again for our community to offer more beds to people who need it.
Which Absolutely. Is huge, right? Mm-hmm. There's always a massive waiting list. So getting people in and being able to provide those services in a timely fashion will be great.
And that's key. I mean, as you guys, I'm sure you know, as a, you know, peer support specialist, when somebody, you know, makes the decision that they want to get into recovery, getting in's pretty key, you know, as quickly as possible.
Yes. Yeah, we want to get them while they're ready and get them started right away. And so that's kind of what peer support does, you know, before they're able to get in, we can connect with them and maintain that contact.
I love it. This year's theme is recovery is for everyone, every person, every family, every community. How important is it to have it not be an issue of one person, their recovery, and kind of isolating? I mean, how important is it to have everybody in the entire community involved in recovery?
Oh, yeah. I mean, addiction and mental health issues affect everybody in the community. I think we could ask ourselves, what would it look like in our community if we didn't have those problems? We didn't have substance abuse problems and mental illness, you know? And so obviously crime rates would go down and homelessness, and people are less likely to engage in risky behaviors when they're in recovery. And I think the workforce shortage, there's a little bit that can be attributed to that too. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, I mean, all around it helps everybody. I mean,
right.
From ground level of the person they interact, you know, everybody they interact with, their families, you know, all the way to just the community as a whole. How do we honor people in recovery this month? I mean, what should we do as people that aren't in recovery to support people in recovery this month?
You know, there are all sorts of webinars and learning experiences and rallies and conferences available online at facesandvoicesofrecovery.org. And so you can go there and check out that calendar of events. There's something going on every single day this month. So,
and I think education is key, right? It's important to educate yourself in understanding what the addict is going through, what the family is going through, you know, all those pieces and parts, what the community is going through, because our choices that we make in our addiction, you know, the ripple effect is huge on who we affect. So.
Absolutely. What is Rimrock going to do? I mean, you guys specifically for Recovery Month, do you guys have any special things coming up?
Go ahead. So I think we had a few things set up, but with the COVID, a lot of stuff is being canceled. I know that Rimrock is really working on just expanding our services to other communities, to our community, with the telehealth and the Rimrock Connect, the mental health services, all of that.
I love it. I love that we get a month to kind of acknowledge the good that's happening out there. You know, I mean, obviously there's a lot of, you know, I'm sure uncomfortable times and moments and situations that come with recovery and helping people in recovery. And it's kind of nice to just take a step back and you know, give people credit and kudos for being in recovery. And also to all the people that helped them. I mean, to you guys at Rimrock for helping people through the journey into recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. And so on September 20th is National Addiction Professionals Day. And so that's the day that we kind of just commemorate and notice and validate what addiction professionals do on a daily basis.
They better give you guys a pizza party or something. I'm just saying. I'm going to call Lynette. I mean, we need to get something going on up there for all the professionals. And also, just speaking of recovery there, let people know what recovery looks like. Because I think some people think you go to Rimrock, you've got an issue. Say you're addicted to alcohol, you've got an alcohol problem. You go to Rimrock, they fix you, you're fixed, you're recovered. Mm. That's not the situation, right? Recovery is a constant battle.
Ongoing, yeah. And it's hard to define what recovery looks like, because what it looks like for you is going to be much different than what it looks like for me. There's many roads to Mecca. And that's what Rimrock's all about, right? We don't just say you do A, B, and C, and then boom, you're done. There's lots of options, lots of different ways to do it. And we want to help you with whatever the best is for you.
I love it.
Yeah, I can say too that, you know, if I were to define recovery, I would say that just your entire life changes for the better. And not just your life, but your family's life, your employer's life, people in the community. So it's not, it's all good.
Absolutely.
It's not always easy, but it's always good.
I'm assuming it's not easy. Yeah, by any means. What would you guys say to somebody out there who is struggling with addiction currently and is not in recovery? I mean, is there anything you could say to encourage them to get into recovery, what it's done for you guys?
Mm-hmm. I would say no matter what you've been through or what you're going through or how you feel, there's hope and there's someone out there that understands and can help you along that path. And so we're here to help. And if you have questions, feel free to give us a call or reach out to Rimrock.
And what's great about the peer support specialist is you literally get it. You know, sometimes you don't really get it. And you guys can say, no, we literally get it.
Yep.
You're saying.
They can't say that to us, right?
Yeah. And what would you say, somebody?
That you don't have to do it alone. That there is a community of people out there that want to help you, and we're here for you, and we're excited. Mm-hmm. So
they've been on the journey themselves.
Yeah.
And they're ready to hold your hand and walk you through the journey there. So, how do people get in touch with Rimrock? What would you say the easiest way is if people need more information or want to ask questions about recovery?
Mm-hmm. We have. You can go online to rimrock.org. We have an 800 number, 800-227-3953.
Excellent. And as you pointed out, Faces and Voices of Recovery.org. That's
correct.
A good place to go just for some general recovery information.
About Recovery Month, yes.
Celebrate the month. It's National Recovery Month, and you know who heads up the recovery in this community and does everything they can to get people in a better spot in life. That is Rimrock. Morgan, Lisa, thank you guys so much for coming up this morning.
Thank you.
You guys have a wonderful morning. Yes.
I love you.
Hey, well, thank you so much for coming up. I love you guys.
I figured I'd beat you to the punchline.
And I love what you do. You beat me there.